You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church. Why should we go to church? Why is it a priority? Is it just a religious institution? It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be religious at all. All the word religion means is return to bondage, right? But there is a reason we go to church, and we've begun to look into some things, okay? And so I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com and listen to these things over and over. Listen, even if you currently attend the local church, we want to teach you how to get the most out of it, where it will be the most effective in your life, okay? So, again, let's go to one of our key scriptures so far, and we're going to get into more today. In 1 Timothy 3, it says this. It says, these things I write, we're in 3 and verse 14. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you might know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. The local church is designed to help you get rooted, established in the Word of God, right? Learn how to live the Word of God. Learn how to put it into practice in the Word of God. And when, you know, you get hit with a problem and your feet are where your head used to be, remind you to go back to the Word and allow the Word and utilize the Word in this earth. Okay. Now, it also, the local church has a person there, a pastor, that has an anointing that is there to keep you from being wearied and scattered. Now, again, and we're in Matthew 9 in verse 35, and when Jesus went about all the cities in villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Now again, they're having Jesus is the one doing the preaching, teaching, and healing. So they have the very best preaching, they have the very best teaching, and they have the very best healer present. Okay, and it says, but when he saw the multitudes, these multitudes he's been ministered to, he was moved with compassion for them because they were wearied and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. You know, I was giving anecdotal evidence that when I was helping this ministry that I got saved under, that I met all these weird people who just weren't going on in life. And one of the predominant reasons was because they said they didn't go to the local church, and I didn't understand why that would be. Now I understand why they were weird. I understand because they were not getting rooted and grounded in the truth. They were not attending the pillar and the ground of the truth. They were wearied and scattered because they had no shepherd. Or at the very least, they didn't know how to receive from their shepherd. And again, we're going to get to that before the end of this. But Jesus is sitting here saying, hey, pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers out into the harvest. Now, people act like, I don't know. You know, there were prophets under the Old Testament. If Jesus had said they need a prophet, he would have said that, right? He could have said they are wearied and scattered like sheep having no prophet. That's not what he said. There were teachers like sheep having no teachers. He said, no, that's not what they need. They need pastors. Pastors is what they need. You know, this shouldn't be that unusual to us, to be honest, right? Because we can see in the Old Testament where it was God's goal to send shepherds. Now, why is it? Think about this. We've talked about how the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. It is the thing that makes people stable, or should be making people stable. It is the thing that keeps people being held unright. Why would that be? Well, one of the reasons is because there at that local pillar and ground of the truth is a shepherd, and the shepherd has an empowerment from the Lord to keep people from being wearied and scattered. That's why. That's the result. That's what he wanted. Now, let's go here to Jeremiah. And we're going to be in chapter 3 and verse 15. And the Lord says this, I will give you shepherds according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Okay, so there's coming a day that God is going to provide shepherds according to his heart. Now, let me just stop here for a second and say this. If you're out there and you're a pastor, or if you were a pastor and you quit, or if you're called to be a pastor and you don't want to do it because of all the different challenges you've seen, I know what it's like to run from God in ministry. I get it. But here's the thing, okay? God is looking for people that would be shepherds according to his heart. And if you've seen all of the challenges and all of the problems that go on in life and ministry, listen, I have to be honest, ministry would be a lot of fun if it wasn't for the people sometimes. There's a reason that Moses, because of the way the people acted, wanted to commit suicide. And people are just weird, man. And I'm talking specifically to the pastors. I remember one time this guy posted on his Facebook page about, I think it was from maybe Hebrews, obey those that have rule over you, you know, because it's not, don't grieve them because it's unprofitable for you. And at the time he wrote it, he was grieving me. I've had people in the churches attack me. I poured my life out. We for our 25th anniversary, you know, there was a church that I was going to year after year, 400 miles a year or 400 miles a week, year after year, and so we have a 25th anniversary, and very few of them made the hour and a half drive that I made four times a week to do it. I understand. I understand that that can be difficult. I understand what it's like to want to quit. But one of the things you should get out of these broadcasts, you pastors, and listen, if you've got a pastor that's been challenged or you've got a pastor that's on sabbatical because they've been hurt, you need to forward them these messages, okay? Because here's the truth. Pastors, you are not the most powerful office in the body of Christ. Man, there's a lot of flashy things that evangelists do, that prophets do, right? Even the apostles. But you are the most important because you are the one that keeps the body of Christ strong by getting them rooted and grounded in the truth, that you are responsible for the pillar and the ground of the truth. You are the one that has the power in your office to keep people from being wearied and scattered. You are the one that has this grace and anointing on your life. The prophets don't, right? The teachers don't. The evangelists don't. The apostles don't have it operating continually, but you do. You have the ability to keep people from being wearied and scattered. You have the ability to teach the Word of God in such way that people are not up and down and in and out, but they are strong, that they are faithful, that they are secure. That's what your anointing will do if they'll receive it. That's what your anointing will do. So all of you that are out there and that you're called to be shepherds and you're called to be a shepherd according to the heart of God, don't give up. And listen, for those of you that are out there that have a pastor that's not perfect, like anyone I pastor, right? And you see things in their life that you don't agree with and or whatever, ask yourself this question. Are they a shepherd according to God's heart? Do they have the heart of God? Do they love you? Well, then forgive them when they're stupid. Forgive me when I'm stupid, right? Go back. I can follow a man who has a heart or a woman who has a heart after God. I mean, I've met people that had perfect actions but lousy hearts, you know, and the scripture talks about that. Now, here's something else about having this heart after God. Now, I'm going to speak this to both pastors and churches. The heart is after God, not after the opinion of the people. You know, you can have a heart after God and the opinions of the people be just absolutely hateful. You can be doing what God has called you to do and the people not agree with it. But your heart has to be towards God, that you follow God and not the people. Did you know that sometimes what is best for people is not what they want? And you have to have a heart after God to say, no, this is what we're doing. This also kind of gets into how we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God. You know, remember that over there? Well, because in a church, the pastor gives the vision of the church. And whatever is the heart of God for that particular body. And then after you establish that, that's going to determine how you're going to act in that local body. Because you're going to act according to God's heart there. You know, sometimes people show up at church and it seems like their mission in life is, I showed up here to change everything. We didn't need you to show up to change everything. We didn't need you to show up and complain. And I'm speaking on behalf of the pastors out there. We needed you, if you identified a problem, to pray and get involved. Be a part of the solution. But understand that the shepherds that are truly called are not going to live by your opinion. They're going to live by the heart of God. They're going to be focused on what God thinks, on what God wants, on what God desires, not on what you want, what you think and what you desire. And see, this is important. You want somebody. When somebody follows after God, you always know where you stand. If they're taking polls, you never know what you stand, because what happens on the day the poll goes against you? You want a shepherd that has a heart after God. If you do that, that's somebody you can follow, even when they make mistakes in the flesh. Michael, have some important announcements. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson.